I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. It's not exactly the way the generals wanted it, but President Obama this week announced his timetable for withdrawing forces from Afghanistan. He called for a third of U.S. troops to leave the country by the end of next summer. Yesterday, American military commanders said they'd sought a slower drawdown. On the other hand, a majority of the public wanted a more rapid pullout. But today, the U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan, Carl Eikenberry, told us from Kabul he's comfortable with the president's decision.
I believe that we're in a position right now where the troop drawdown that the president has ordered puts us on a glide path towards 2014, which has a good prospect of success.
Is the success by which you would measure it in accordance with how well prepared the Afghan security forces are right now? And as you answer, I'd first like you to hear what we heard from the Afghan ambassador, Ekhlil Hakim, who we spoke to yesterday. This is the Afghan ambassador to the United States. We put the question to him, how well prepared and how confident is he in the preparedness of Afghan security forces? Here's what he said.
I have full confidence on Afghan national security forces. However, the equipment and also the training that we have committed, and also we received that commitment from our international partners, and this is something that we have agreed.
So the ambassador is saying basically he's counting on the United States and its allies to keep up its commitment to training and also to providing financing for equipment and some of the equipment itself. Are you in total agreement with what he said?
I'm in general agreement with what Ambassador Kimi had indicated to you, Lisa. With regard to the capability of the Afghan National Security Forces, they've made extraordinary gains since 2002, when the institutions were just established, trying to recover from two decades of war in this country. At the same time, over the last 2 years, as a result of the surge, the progress that we've seen has been at a very rapid rate. In fact, since the surge was ordered, 100,000 more Afghan army and police are in the field. Are they ready to take full responsibility now across the country? No, but we have 3.5 years to go.
So here's the other side of that, though. Even with the confidence in security forces, you and the United States certainly has to have confidence in the government of Afghanistan, the Karzai government, to consolidate the gains that Allied troops have produced, especially now that thousands of Americans and ultimately French and British are going to be going home. Do you have that faith in the government to be able to do what it needs to do with U.S. training, with U.S. funds, Allied funds, to keep the gains secure?
We actually need gains on four fronts, with security, with further economic development. The Afghans have to have reassurance within the part of the world that they live, that their neighbors are going to respect their sovereignty. And the fourth is improvements in governance. Over the past 2 years, again, with the civilian surge that President Obama ordered in 2009, commensurate with the military surge, we have had progress in governance. We've had progress in economic development, but more work needs to be done on that front, Lisa. And as we talk about transition to 2014, we are talking about not only the security transitions, but indeed we're talking about government transitions as well.
In the meantime, Hamid Karzai will still be president of the country. I wonder if you see him and not so much the security forces as the weak link there.
With regard to the government of Afghanistan and the people of Afghanistan, I have confidence. When I look back to the state of the country in 2002, when I first came here, it was a very, very dire situation. And now we're reached a point in 2011 where we can see the outlines of success here with governance. But ultimately, we've reached a point now that we've been here for 9 years. We've provided a good degree of assistance. Increasingly, the questions of politics, the questions of governance, they'll rest with the Afghan people.
The rest of the Afghan people, but even as President Obama said the other night in his speech about the drawdown, there has to be a political solution, not a military one. And one would think that the pillars of a political solution would be respect and trust and confidence in each other's governments. Do we have that kind of trust and respect that's going to make the commitment that the U.S. has made worthwhile in the future as we move down the road?
We have to keep on working at it. We have to succeed with transition. transition in the interest of the American people and our allies, also very much in the interest of the Afghan people. You know, just yesterday I was out in Jalalabad in eastern Afghanistan talking to a group of elders in Momand district, and as we talked about transition, I said to them, you know, I think each one of you longs for the day that there won't be a lot of American soldiers in this district. Instead, it will be your police and army. And they all nodded. Transition meets the aspiration, fulfills the aspiration of the Afghan people that they so strongly feel right now. Each and every Afghan, they want to run their own country. And they've been denied that now for almost 30 years.
So when you leave this job in just about a month, you're going to be handing it over to Ryan Crocker, who is a very established career diplomat. You, having come first in Afghanistan in 2002 and then in 2005 as a lieutenant general, you have a very established military record. How will you advise Ryan Crocker? And yes, of course, I want to know what you're saying to him behind the scenes, but what will you tell him about most effectively dealing with the Afghans where they are now and dealing with the president, Hamid Karzai?
Lisa, I'll have very little to say to a very great diplomat like Ryan. Believe me, he'll come here having had instructions from the President of the United States and from our Secretary of State, Clinton. And Ryan is going to, if anything, will pick up the pace.
That's U.S. Ambassador to Afghanistan Carl Eikenberry. He spoke with us from Kabul today. He steps down from his post next month.